Hamish Nanny, driving you home. Ham, he was a humble country boy. He used to feed the ducks at the local pond. They found a duck dead one day. He claimed it was nothing to do with him.
Then why did the duck have a gumboot in its stomach?
Anyway, he fled to New York. He chased celebrities for us now in a segment we call...
Hey, get us an autograph!
Oh, please.
Brad Blanks coming to us live from New York as we get ready for one of the showdowns of all time.
Yes, Hamish and Andy, I'm a little bit nervous for this report for you guys today. I did move from that small country town to New York City because of the love for a man called Robert De Niro.
Well, Brad, we send you after medium-sized fish normally. Yeah. Today, we've sent you once again after the biggest fish. Nay, he's a shark. He's not just the biggest fish.
It's the rumble in the jungle. It's the battle royale. You versus De Niro. What a history, Brad. And would it be fair to say that he's got the better of you on most occasions?
Yeah, he's been a little bit frigid, I'd say, with me over the years.
Yeah. It's a cold relationship, Blanks and De Niro. They say De Niro, one of the greatest method actors of all times, and when he gets near you, he's method acting an iceberg because he won't give you anything.
Brad.
No, but it's a nerve-wracking experience, fellas, for me to get in front of him because this fella I've idolised since I was a young boy, since I was six. Sneak into the room with my father watching Taxi Driver. I was just riveted by that movie.
Well, the big battle, De Niro versus Blanks. For people who haven't heard how it's gone over the years, let's quickly recap.
Blanks versus De Niro, 2006, New York City.
Look at him. Jeez, he looks good. His hair's a little bit grey. He's actually lost a bit of his belly. He must have been doing some sit-ups. I think I'm going to get him.
Okay. What was it like to direct again, Bob?
It was good. It was good. Hard work, but good.
You look very handsome tonight. Your belly looks good.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Bobby.
2009, Sundance.
Mr. De Niro. Mr. De Niro, are you proud of your beautiful wife?
Am I what?
Are you proud of her?
Yes.
2008, New York.
Here comes Robert De Niro. Here he comes. Focus. Robert, are you a James Bond man?
Yes.
Thanks, Mr. De Niro.
2009, Tribeca Film Festival.
Here comes Robert De Niro again. Jeez, I hope I get a few words out of him. It's a very serious moment. I've been trained. Get ready. Here he comes. Look at him. Robert. Mr. De Niro, why do you love the festival?
You know why.
You know why. I got a you know why. Apparently, I know why he loves the festival. De Niro.
2007, Tribeca Film Festival.
Here comes Robert De Niro, the man behind the Tribeca Film Festival, his beautiful wife. He holds hands, he's looking happy, he's waving to the crowd. He's one of the biggest talkers in Hollywood, loves to be interviewed. Robert, what makes you happy tonight?
Being here.
Thank you, Mr. De Niro. Being here. An intense interview with Mr. Robert De Niro.
Brad Blanks. It's time now. I mean, when we sent you on this one, were you nervous again?
Yes, fellas, very nervous. I got my normal spot at the very end of the red carpet for a movie release. Everybody's fine. This is where he goes on a road trip across America. Mm. Very, very nervous, fellas.
Well, he's been on a road trip.
Can I point out that the very end of the red carpet is the worst spot?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Just in case anyone was under the wrong illusion there. He's travelled across America, Brad. Now he just has to travel one more carpet. Can he survive his stout with you, Brad Blanks?
We feel that he's won every single one. As people just heard up until now, Brad, were you nervous as he came down?
Oh, just petrified, fellas. It was such a big moment. I really wanted to get a gold star from you, fellas. So I'm a little bit nervous now, actually.
Let's see if finally the verbal floodgates open up.
All right, we've got Robert De Niro right there. It's a big moment. He's moving pretty quickly. He seems like he's in a pretty good mood. His hair's shorter tonight. Very grey, but shorter. Quite dignified, I reckon. Hello, Mr. De Niro. I'm Brad. Is it good to be a father figure in this, sir?
Yeah. That's okay.
Is it nice to play a different sort of role than your iconic roles over the last 40 years?
It's nice to do this kind of thing. Can't wait till I start playing great-grandfather's grandfather.
You think that could happen?
I hope so, only because I'll still be alive, you know.
You're currently working out at the moment because you look very fit and strong.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to...
Really? What are you doing these days?
It's too complicated for this interview.
Does the missus keep you on your toes?
That too, but it's just a lot of working out. Not too much.
And the grandkids?
They're good. Yeah, they keep you busy when I'm with them. And my experience has been okay.
You're talking to me?
Okay, thank you.
No.
See you, mate.
Oh, but Brad.
Brad.
That's more than one word.
You've got him. You got him, Brad.
I've got him.
As we launch into a big band fiesta style celebration for the fact that, I mean, it wasn't a great interview.
No, it was pretty rubbish.
He seemed bored with you and you seemed a bit bored with him. But for once, the part where you're describing what he looks like didn't go longer than the actual interview.
And you guys must have loved my final joke at the end.
Are you talking to me? And there was the voice of a man that's had 35 years of that joke.
Brad, well done. Congratulations, mate.
Oh, thanks, Amish and Andy. I'm so happy. I'm actually teared up. I'm teared up for my love for De Niro.
Take the night off, mate. Take the rest of the night off.
Oh, thanks, guys.
More with Brad Blanks in future weeks. See ya.
See ya.
Nice work.